Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Holtzcast. Cole Petum here as always. We're back for another opposition match preview. It's always good to have these back on the podcast feed. Of course, we have Dave from Talking Wolves at Talking Wolves on Twitter. So Dave, how you doing?
I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Of course, we do play Wolverhampton Wanderers at Molyneux on Saturday. It's a 7:30 a.m. kickoff for me here in Canada, Eastern Standard Time Zone, wherever you are. If you're in that time zone, it sucks. If you're in, say, California, it's probably even worse. So commiserations to us. Of course, it's 12:30 p.m., so lunchtime kickoff in the UK. So I'm sure you guys will be a little bit more joyous about that than us. But nonetheless, Dave, getting on to Wolves first and foremost here, what are your thoughts on your season so far?
It's been an interesting one so far. It's been little bit inconsistent from Wolves, been a little bit up and down. There's games where I think we're quite surprised we've managed to get 3 points, and there's games that fans will be disappointed that we haven't got anything out of. So, yeah, it's been okay. I think it could have been a lot better for Wolves, but again, could have been a lot worse at the same time. So, you know, with the situation, with the lack of preparation at the start of the season as well, our team had less than 1 week together for pre-season. So, you know, the fact that we've got, we're sat in an okay position at the moment. I think some fans will be satisfied, but like I say, I think others will be expecting us, or would have expected us to do a lot better.
Oh, for sure. And I think at this point, of course, because it was kind of obvious last season, your aim was arguably Champions League. I think, especially near the end, it was a possibility. And then, of course, things happened. It didn't go your way. Is it kind of now with kind of how quickly you guys have kind of reached the height that Wolves have had? Is it kind of managing expectations now kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, really. I think people are disappointed because, like you say, we had two early seasons. Our first two seasons back in the Premier League, and we've finished seventh both times. And last season, like you say, we were so close, and we probably should have got, you know, top six again. And it was our own fault, really. We were dropping too many points after the restart. But I think now, you know, because we've done so well, fans are expecting us to do that well and better this season. So it's quite difficult. And like I said earlier, with a lack of preparation and with what's going on, like there's so many crazy results. Like, you'll know Villa, you know, smashing Liverpool a number of weeks ago. But then you've probably lost games this season where you felt like, how on earth have we lost that? And I think that's the same for every team this season. And I think that's what's happened with Wolves. Like, we've beaten Arsenal, you know, we've beaten a couple of tough teams. And then we're dropping points to others like Newcastle. And we're thinking like, you know, what's going on? I think a lot of Wolves fans expected or are expecting top six, top seven again to try and get us back into European football. But I just don't know what to expect. I couldn't even predict a league winner at the moment as well. The season is just so crazy.
Oh, 100%. I mean, heck with us. I wasn't predicting the start we had, to be honest, especially after last season.
Yeah.
I was not predicting that whatsoever. And then you do have Villa fans and other fan bases kind of coming out and saying, oh, you know what? They could get European football. I'm thinking, whoa, whoa, whoa. How did we go from literally a goal saving us from relegation to think we're going to get in the Europa League, or somehow miracles happen with the Champions League? So again, like you said there, it's all about managing expectation, but specifically with Wolves, I'm kind of interested in it because, like I said before, how quickly you guys have risen from this kind of quick Portuguese movement, quickly moving up the championship in one season, getting promoted, and then, like you said, two seventh place finishes in a row, and then last season as well. So, like, in your mind, kind of where do you expect Wolves to finish this year, and what are you really expecting? Because I think there was a lot of course, there's a lot of buzz always in every transfer window with every club, but I think a lot of people kind of outside of your fan base were expecting a few players to move on. Of course, you had Jota to move on to Liverpool, and then there was links with Jimenez moving as well. But where do you kind of sit with all that?
Yeah, I think the transfer window wasn't 100% disastrous. I think, you know, from the Wolves' point of view, I think fans probably expected maybe one or two more high-profile signings, and we didn't really get that. You know, the Jota transfer at the time seemed okay business for both teams. I think, you know, he hadn't quite had a consistent season last year for Wolves, and he'd sort of gone down the pecking order. And obviously £45 million for a player that was sort of third-choice winger at the time, or fourth-choice winger at the time, you know, felt good business. Obviously, he started off really, really well for Liverpool, which is a little bit annoying from our point of view. But at the same time, you know, at the time, we got decent money for him. Obviously, we lost Matt Doherty as well, who's quite a major player. But we sort of replaced him with Nelson Semedo from Barcelona. So, like I said, I think fans expected some more high-profile signings. In terms of where we'll finish this season or where we're hoping to finish, like I said earlier, I think the board and the club would probably want to see us get back into European football again for next season. Whether that be through the league, I think that's probably, you know, the way they'd want to do it. So that means, you know, top six or top seven again. But with how we're going at the moment, I just don't know. We've really got to hit some sort of consistency. We've got such a tricky run now. Before Christmas, we've got yourselves. We've still got Chelsea, Spurs, Manchester United all to play before the new year. So it's going to be a really, really tricky run now between now and sort of Christmas and early January. So we've got some tough games, but yeah, it's going to be difficult, but I think that's what the board want, really. But, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit more. We've had injuries, like the major ones are Jimenez. So, you know, we've lost our main source of goals there as well. So it's going to be up to Wolves, really, to see how we can replace that and how we can approach games to win matches.
Oh, exactly. And yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. Like, that's perfectly well said. Like, it's a really tough one because even looking at our standpoint as well, I mean, it kind of goes with any Premier League club. You could say any professional football league, really, whoever kind of manages a tricky, I guess I should say whoever plays during the Christmas period, because of course certain countries don't, but definitely in the Premier League, essentially whoever manages it the best is going to come out the best, arguably, so in the strongest. So there's going to be a lot of rotation for a lot of clubs. It's going to be interesting, especially for us, because our bench is still so championship, it's actually unreal. But nonetheless, let's get on to it. Is a shame, things are bigger than football. You do have people on social media be absolute knobs about things like this and injuries and stuff, and they can just kind of go to the bin, in my opinion. But nonetheless, of course, your main man striker Jimenez, of course, a nasty head injury, which still I don't know how even David Luiz continued playing and they allowed that. That's still a shock to me. Yeah. But aside from that whole kind of thing, kind of thoughts on the injury, where do you think that leaves you, and what can I guess Villa fans expect on Saturday with your striking force?
Yeah, so obviously, like you say, a really nasty injury for Jimenez. Went on to sort of, well, it was you know, he fractured his skull, so no return date yet on that. Wolves haven't sort of put down any return date. I think, you know, they're hoping that he might be back in physical training sooner rather than later, which would be great. But, you know, I think we can at least write him off for the next 2 or 3 months. So that is still a massive part of the season without our key striker. Our other only striker really is Fabio Silva, young 18-year-old, actually our record transfer, but, you know, not really, you know, had much first team football. I was really surprised that he didn't play against Liverpool or didn't start, rather. You know, he came on eventually, but I think I was really surprised that he didn't start. And I think he will against Aston Villa. I think he'll start against Villa because, you know, tried, I think, Pedro Neto up front against Liverpool, or, you know, or the front three of Adama, Neto and Podence and all rotating and sort of moving around the pitch, and it just didn't quite work out. So I fully expect Fabio Silva to come in and be sort of the focal point for Wolves on Saturday. But where it leaves us, I don't know. Wolves really do have to come up with some ideas. And like I said earlier, if, you know, Wolves need to think of what they're going to do and how they're going to replace him. And as I think, are they going to rely on Fabio Silva, or are we going to have to dip into the January transfer market and sign a short-term striker? I don't know. But yeah, that definitely need to, that's something we need to look at, because we haven't really got a main source of goals at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and I feel kind of bad saying it, but it's almost good news someone like that is of course, you don't want those circumstances, but when they're that good and they can be that clinical, it's good to see them off the team sheet, at least from our perspective, of course, like I said, not in those circumstances. Yeah, but even for us, I mean, we're missing Ross Barkley, and we've kind of been missing him for the last few games, and it's evident to see. I mean, the pressure is always on Jack Grealish, but when you have someone like Barkley in there as well, it takes so much pressure off. And it, like I've said before, I don't know how many podcasts so far, him, Target, and Barkley, the way they link up on the left, it's been something to watch, and something a lot of teams, especially in the top six, have really struggled with this season. So that's going to be a miss there. I guess kind of wait to see what we do there. Does Hurahan stay in? Do we bring in Traore? Do we mix things up, move Jack in the middle? It's kind of all over the place with us as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how both clubs really match up, because to be honest, we kind of have, I don't know, just kind of a shot in the dark at the moment. But nonetheless, what are your kind of thoughts on Villa's season so far? I mean, we've briefly touched on it, and I know we've kind of been all over the place, but from an opposition point of view, what are your thoughts?
I was amazed at how well they'd started. You know, we've obviously, you guys just about staying up last season. I know right at the end of last season as well, there were like whispers of possibly another manager coming in, but obviously Dean Smith kept you up. And I honestly thought it might have been another one of those seasons for you guys, but you started off so well, started off really, really well. And I thought, surely not. Surely Villa can't be, you know, better in what Wolves have been doing over the last 2 years. But, you know, I can appreciate now you've had a couple of injuries. The form's dipped very, very slightly. But, you know, I think you've already done enough that, you know, you're not, I don't think you'll be in trouble for the rest of the season. You know, if you can just keep some sort of form up for the remainder of the year now, I think you should be okay, really. But, you know, like I said earlier, the season is just so crazy at the moment. It's so hard to predict most results. I think any team can go into any game. We saw it last weekend, Crystal Palace against West Brom, scoring, you know, 5 goals. I think Benteke scoring a number of goals, which shocked everyone. We've seen, obviously, you guys smash Liverpool. You know, we've seen a number of big results. So, yeah, at the moment, nothing surprises me in the league. So, yeah. It's a crazy one so far.
Yeah, and like we said before, definitely for both of our clubs, it's all about managing those expectations. I mean, for us, one of our biggest gripes last season was where we just couldn't get a string of games together. And of course, we started the season like that, but now we've kind of started a weird pattern of, okay, hot streak of form here. We go into international break, we lose two. We win the last one against Arsenal. We come out again, we lose two. And this is the third one. So it's almost like, is this going to be kind of a little bit of a pattern? Thank God there's not another international break for a little bit, because I don't think I could handle that pattern if that was true for too much longer. Yeah. So our last four, I think, away matches, we've won three of them. Of course, the last loss was against West Ham. And I mean, I'm not going to get into VAR stuff, of course, but I think there's a lot to be said about that for every fan base. And I don't want to get too much onto it, because I'll probably just lose my mind again. But kind of going from the Wolves perspective, when you look at Villa, what's your, I wouldn't say your biggest fear, but what's your biggest concern?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be Jack Grealish. I think he's the man. But even Ollie Watkins has really surprised me with how many goals he's already scored. I thought, again, he was going to be, with the amount of money Villa spent, you know, I thought, you know what, that is a lot of money to spend. And I thought, you know, could he be one of those championship strikers that struggled to make the step up? But he's done okay. He scored a good amount of goals already. Same with Patrick Bamford from Leeds, to be fair. I thought Leeds would really struggle.
Annoyingly.
playing him. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think Ollie Watkins, but Grealish, you know, I think any team in the Premier League would take Grealish. I think anyone that doesn't rate him as a footballer obviously hasn't watched him, or is obviously very jealous of him, because I think he's a very talented footballer. Even for England, you know, he's made massive strides and, you know, played well for England whenever he's had the chance as well. So yeah, I think that's the main man to watch for Wolves and the main player to watch. So yeah, Grealish, I think he's been the name on most people's lips for a number of years, especially when Villa are at the top flight, even when he broke into the first team. So I think Aston Villa are very lucky that he's managed, you know, they managed to pin him down to another contract and that he's still at the club. And yeah, as long as he's at the club, I think they'll do okay.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember who the Spurs player was, but I know we were still in the championship and Spurs were offering, like, I think it was like 15, 20 million plus. I can't remember who it was. But I'm thinking, thank God we did not do that now. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's our everything. And I, like, a lot of people will say a one-man team, and yeah, that is pretty well true. Hopefully it kind of evolves above that. It has a little bit this season, but kind of wait to see what happens there. But if I flip it to the Wolves' perspective, I mean, you never really know when you come off a loss. Like, can you, how much do you really evaluate a loss to Liverpool? Of course, they're still the champions. They're defending champions. They're still going to win some games. They're still going to win some games handily. Like, the fact that we beat them 7-2 is a fluke. Like, I don't know if I'll ever see that again, to be honest. But
yeah,
no, like, with you guys, is it going to be a bounce back game? Is it a continuation of something? Or is it going to be something where, okay, it's just going to be a stalemate draw, something like that? So the thing with Villa, it's the most Villa thing ever, is we just love, well, we love to hate, or hate to love, whatever way you want to put it. Just former players love to score against us. So I wouldn't be shocked if Adama Traore scores against us. I mean, it'd be so status quo. But Dave, before we wrap things up here, what's your score prediction?
I mean, I always like to back my own team. I always go with a 2-1 Wolves win, and I think that one's pretty appropriate again for this weekend. So I will back Wolves. It'll be a close game, I think. You know, Villa have got quality players. Wolves are, you know, back at home wanting to prove a point after a pretty disappointing defeat. So, yeah, I will back Wolves. I'll go with a 2-1 Wolves win.
Fair enough. I'm going to go the opposite. I was speaking to another Wolves podcast, I think it was, last night, and they were saying 2-1 to Wolves, and I was going 2-1 Villa. Yeah. So I'll stick with that. But for all we know, it's going to be 0-0 or something like that. So,
yeah, probably. Yeah.
That sounds about right. I mean, we love to concede a goal. Like, it's always been in us. So I wouldn't be shocked there. It's just interesting with us, because I just want to see Ollie Watkins score a little bit more. I think he needs to redeem himself after not scoring that penalty. And once again, it's nice to actually have a striker that can score. No offense to the last few we've had, it just hasn't really been a thing. So it's been nice to see. But nonetheless, Dave, we'll get you out of here. But before we do, do you want to plug any of your socials or anything?
Yeah. So it's at Talking Wolves on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So yeah, Talking Wolves everywhere.
Awesome. Well, yeah, if you want to go give them stick after the game, before the game, feel free, because Wolves fans somehow like to give me and my one of my podcast regular stick as well. It's all good humor. I never take it personally. So be sure to be kind if you're going to give them a little bit of stick. Don't take it too personally. But nonetheless, Dave, thanks for coming on. Stay safe, and we'll chat soon. Of course, to the Holtcast listeners, up the Villa.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.